I think everything's different. You know, they're running a entirely different thing. They're in a lot more one back looks than they've been in the past. You know, it's similar to what Ben was doing when he was at Green Bay. You know, and I think it they seem like they've picked it up over the last couple of weeks too. So, but it's very different than what they did before.
Chip, when you look at Sproles in particular, you go into the game wanting to get a certain amount of touches for him to win the ball.
No, we don't talk about numbers. We just, you know, we obviously our running backs are the focal point of what we're doing. So you think those come. So it's just a matter of just getting a rotation going, making sure that there's a fresh guy in there. So
how about catching ball after that?
It just, you can't force that. You know, a lot of times in the last couple of games, he's been double covered. So, you know, you can't tell Nick if he's double, throw it to him because we want to get him a catch. If they're going to double him, then we need to go somewhere else. But we're starting to see a little bit more double coverage with him coming out of the backfield. If that's the case, then someone else has to be open. So.
Last year, you drafted players. You had a lot of guys playing right away and some even starting throughout the season. This year, probably not as much. Is that a reflection of the depth on this team or is it circumstantial?
I think it's probably circumstantial. You know, you got Bo Allen's playing a lot. He got drafted in the seventh round. So, you know, we say the same thing about everybody when they get here. When you get here, you remember the Philadelphia Eagles and the best players are going to play. So if the best player happens to be a young player, then he's going to play. If the best player is an older player, then he's going to play. But it's all based upon what you do when you get here. You know, we don't look at a guy and say, hey, he's this. We have to force him in. It's, I think you lose the rest of the guys on your team if you say, why are you playing this guy? Just because we drafted him high. He's got to prove that he deserves playing time. So,
didn't there's no value to when you draft like someone in the first round because of the amount of money you invest in that player and the value of that actual pick. I know when they all come here, there's no rounds, et cetera, but isn't there some emphasis placed upon?
No, the emphasis is winning each week. That's it. Bottom line. And if I'm going to try to groom a guy because he's going to be a good player 2 or 3 years down the road, I ain't going to be here 2 or 3 years down the road. So we're trying to win our next game. And if our best guys are going to play in our next game, if that's the way I've always approached it, and that's the way I'm going to approach it.
Do you see the guys, the draft choices, who aren't playing a whole lot, like guys like Jalen and Taylor? I mean, do you see them making a lot of progress? I mean, do you see them at some point being able to contribute?
I do. I've seen growth in all those guys. But the other thing is I've seen growth in a lot of other guys. Brandon Graham's a lot better football player this year than he was last year. And Brandon Graham's weren't playing opportunities. And when he gets in there, he does a really good job with it. So that's the way I've always done it. It's been a meritocracy. You merit playing time, you'll get playing time. But it just can't be because we took somebody here or we think this about that guy. I think that's not the way I want to do it. That's not, it's not going to be done. You know, we're going to play the best guys, give ourselves the best opportunity to win each and every week. And, you know, if we start planning now that we want to develop someone 3 or 4 years down the road, then I think we're shortchanging it. I think we're shortchanging the guys in the locker room that are giving everything they got and then understanding, why am I not playing if I'm better than that guy right now? I mean, that's the bottom line is we're winning right now, and that's the most important thing for us. And that's what we're going to always look to is what is our short-term goal in terms of winning football games. And that's what I know if I was a paying fan, I wouldn't want to go out there and say, hey, they're going to develop and be somebody 3 or 4 years down the road. They're going to be a really good football team. That's not what this deal is all about. You got to win every single Sunday.
You mentioned Graham. How much more are you able to do with him now than last year? It seems like he was really active last week.
I think Brandon's now be able to play both positions, so he backs up both Connor and Trent. And, you know, and it's really, I shouldn't say backup, it's a rotation. You know, when we're trying to get those guys in and in. The other thing that you look at BG, and I don't know if you really watch it intently, is how well he's playing on special teams. He's a light years ahead of where he was last year from a special team standpoint. I think you're really getting a guy that's invested in it. He's worked very hard in the offseason, and it's paying off. But you're also getting production out of Trent. You're getting production out of Connor. We feel like we got three guys in there that, again, when you look up, it's not why you see in the game. It's like, all right, let's go. You know, and I think that's part of what we're doing is trying to get the best guys out there and giving them an opportunity to make plays.
Kendrick's had a helmet on for practice yesterday. Is that a sign of progress?
It's a sign of progress. You know, he did some light running on the side. He wasn't involved in any team or 7-on-7 thing. So we'll see. We'll gauge it again and what he can do today. But, you know, he's ahead of where he was last week. But I couldn't tell you where he's going to be by the end of the week. But we'll see where it goes from that standpoint.
Tobin, a couple games now. How do you assess his play? And what gives him a skill set that makes him the starter ahead of, say, Dennis Kelly?
I think Matt's improved. You know, again, I think part of it's coming off the ankle injury. You know, he's not probably wasn't 100% healthy, but he's just such a tough guy. He's going to go out there and give you everything he's got. I think he's improved from game one to game two. He's still got a wealth of experience that he needs to get underneath his belt, and the only way you're going to get him that is as he plays. But I think his understanding, his knowledge, I think he's a pretty smart football player. He's probably a little bit more athletic, I think, than Dennis at certain times. Dennis is probably a bigger, more drive block, forceful type of guy than Matt, but I think Matt's a little bit more athletic than him, so that's kind of what separates those two guys right now.
Do you expect to have D'Amico on Sunday?
I hope, but I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. If there's one guy that I wouldn't count out anything, it would be D'Amico, but we'll see how he progresses during the week. The one thing about D'Amico, he's extremely honest with you. You know, he'll tell you if he can go or can't go. That's exactly what he told the trainers on Sunday, so we'll see where he is. It sounds like he's progressing, so we're hopeful for that, but we'll see what happens these next couple of days of training.
Like from what he said, that the injury might be more of a bruise than a strain?
Is he one of those exceptions?
I know it's a groin, so I don't know the difference between bruise or sprain. I want to know when can he come back to play. So whether it's a spruce, I don't know. That's not my concern. My concern is getting him out on the field and getting him ready to play. So
one of those exceptions where he couldn't practice, you could still put him in there even if he didn't practice all week because he's D'Amico.
Yeah, I don't know what the exception is. We just grade everybody on, are they prepared to play? Do they understand the game plan, and can they go?
You said before, there's some guys, it depends upon the guy in terms of whether how much practice time he needs to play on Sunday. Would D'Amico need to practice some time before the game?
I don't know. We've never been in this situation before, so we'll get a feel for where he is with the game plan and Billy. How comfortable does Billy and Rick feel with what we have in there? So,
the John running back situation, is there enough film on Williams to get a sense of what he can do?
Yeah, he's a big physical runner, you know, and I think it's evident. You just watch him in the preseason, or just watch him when he's at Boston College. He ran for over 2,000 yards last year at BC, you know, he's a guy you knew who he was coming out because he was at the combine. You got a chance to see him. Big, hard-nosed, physical runner. You know, he's in the same mode. All three of their backs are kind of the similar type guys. You know, they're all bigger running backs. They're physical downhill guys. So he fits in the mold of what a New York Giants running back is.
What are the biggest reasons for their improvement defensively, Chip?
I think health. You know, I think it looks like Pierre-Paul's a little bit more healthy than he was last year. They've added a couple guys in the secondary that I think have helped them a little bit, but it seems like they were banged up a lot of last year, you know, when guys in and out of the lineup and really struggled from an injury standpoint, but they seem like they're a lot healthier now. They got a really good understanding of Perry's scheme in terms of what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish, and they present some problems because they're really well coached. So I think when you get a healthy group that's well coached, that's why they're playing better on the defensive side of the ball.
Why does Barwin get so many of those batted passes?
What's that?
Why does Barwin get so many of those batted passes? What is it about?
I think he just has a good feel when he's rushing the quarterback. If he's not going to get there to get his hands up, you know, and we always talk about attacking the quarterback's throwing arm, and he's got a real good sense and feel for doing that.
Is it an eight? You say he has a real good sense. I mean, when you coach outside,
no, I think he, I mean, you see, it's just something that I think we drill, and I think it's something that, you know, he excels at. So.
How does the addition of Beckham to the Giants' offense change the way you look at it?
It's a little bit differently. I don't know if it changes because of what they're doing offensively. All five guys are live in 1 week. The tight end, and you watch your tight end against the Redskins, had a big game. And the next week it goes to Victor Cruz, and then the next week it may go to Reuben Randall. So I don't think you can look at it. All it does is just give them another weapon out there. And I think, obviously, an extremely talented football player, you know, was a real high draft pick in the first round. They got him back there a little bit in the return game. He didn't have any returns the other day just because of how the ball was punted, but they're going to put him back there as a returner. They're also going to get him inserted in there. So, but it's another weapon, and what they're doing now is they're spreading the field a lot more than they ever have in the past. So, you know, when you got Victor Cruz and Beckham and Randall and the tight end in the game, then it makes it, you know, difficult in terms of everybody is a viable option for him.
Your time come.
When you studied Beckham going into the draft, what showed up on film for you?
Explosive, really dynamic with the ball in his hands, great with run after the catch, was an outstanding returner at LSU also. You know, that's obviously kind of that same skill set that he had. He's got really, really good hands. You know, you loved what type of route runner he was. He can get in and out of breaks. He's got long speed where he can beat you deep, but he's not just a linear guy. He can get in and out of breaks. He can change direction very quickly. And again, really, really good hands. So.
How do you go? Who wears the headset? And how big of a challenge is just getting used to that?
We'd have to go through that. You know, it really depends on where Kendricks is too. So that'll be a decision that'll be made on later in the week.
How different is that, being a guy?
I don't think that's very different in terms of what we do. Most of the things we do, we don't really huddle very much anyway. So everybody's getting a signal in the in the guy with the headset, D'Amico, is kind of getting the verbal signal, but everybody still works off a signal system. So who has a headset on defense isn't that big a deal.
Yeah, but how did the headset thing work when you went out, Sonny?
We just signaled, so it wasn't a big deal. I don't know. I mean, you can ask. I don't know if they put the headset in someone else, but it's really not that big a deal for us on the defensive side of the ball.
What kind of drills do you do? On Monday, you spoke about the amount of zone you see in the season. Are you surprised by that, given the amount of man you saw last year?
No, and it's by game. It's teams, you know, two teams really chose to do it, San Francisco and Jacksonville. Other guys were split. I think the Colts were split. The Redskins were split. So, you know, I'm not surprised by anything. I think people just – what you got to get an understanding of is when you get through the first couple of drives is what their plan is and how do they express how they're going to play things. So,
you used to fix some
special teams for where you guys are right now.
Say that again.
How much credit does special teams –
I think it deserves a lot. You know, we spend a lot of time on it, and it's a big emphasis of what we're doing. But obviously, when you got a kickoff return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown, and two blocked punts for touchdowns, it deserves a ton of credit.
How is it different than last year? I mean,
we didn't have any returns for touchdowns or any blocked. I think we've changed some of the personnel. We acquired some guys in the offseason, and I think the guys that had been here, the James Caseys, the Brad Smiths, those guys have gotten better. Brandon Graham has gotten better as a special teams player. I think everybody in year two has gotten better from a special team standpoint. And then we've added some guys. I think Trey Burton, who was an undrafted free agent that we picked up out of Florida, has done a really, really good job for us. You know, the addition of Chris Maragos and Brian Brayman. And I think we got a bunch of guys that are really invested in being special teams football players. So.
Mechanics issues and fixing them, how do you go about doing that? And do you ever get involved personally in terms of looking at him and helping Bill out in that?
We all look at it, but Bill takes care of it. I mean, Bill was an outstanding quarterback in college, played in this league for 6 years, is as good a quarterback coach as I've ever been around. So Bill handles all that on an individual basis and individual drills. So.
How do you think your dime has come along, the dime package that you guys –
We're getting better at it. I think Nolan's getting a real good feel of being in there. You know, obviously he's done some really good things. Did a great job in the 49ers game on a rush on Kaepernick, taking the open gap and kind of forcing the ball out a little bit early on the interception that Malcolm had. But I think Nolan's starting to get more comfortable at it. So, you know, it's obviously a work in progress, but we've added more and more as we get going here. But I think Nolan's doing a really good job with it.
Changing quarterback coaches, how big of an adjustment is that for QB, and can that at all be tied to the fact that maybe Nick's mechanics have been off?
No, I don't think there's a tie to that at all. You know, and I think, yes, Nick, I think Nick feels very comfortable. I think Nick really enjoys Bill. I think Bill's a hell of a quarterback coach, and I think we're fortunate to have Bill.